Hello, hello. Welcome to Carved from the Rock Ministries with Tim.
Enjoy.
Thank you for joining us again for another episode of Carved from the Rock Ministries. We're going to continue our walk through Mark chapter 4. But first, we're going to open up with prayer, and Joy will take it from here.
God, we thank you so much for all your many blessings. You are a good God. We thank you that you brought us here today. We ask that you open our minds and our hearts to your word, to your love, and to your understanding for your people. Lord, we ask that people be set free and that you help them to realize that you are a good God, you are here for them, that you just want the very best for us in our lives. We thank you so much for all your blessings. We put on the full armor of God today. We thank you for it. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, gird our loins with the truth, shod our feet with the gospel of peace. Lord, bless our friends, our family, and our loved ones. And God, I ask that you set your people free, that you help them to understand what it is that's hidden in your word. We love you, Lord. We thank you so much for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for opening up with prayers. We're going to be in Mark chapter 4, starting at verse 1 today.
Okay. And again, he began to teach by the sea, and a great multitude was gathered to him, so that he got into a boat and sat in it on the sea. And the whole multitude was on the land facing the sea. Then he taught them many things by parables and said to them in teaching, "Listen, behold, a sower went out to sow, and it happened as he sowed that some seed fell by the wayside, and the bird of the air came and devoured it. Some fell on stony ground, where it did not have much earth, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up and it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. But other seeds fell on good ground and yielded a crop that sprang up, increased, and produced some 30, some 60, and some 100. And he said to them, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." But when he was alone, those around him with the twelve asked him about the parable. And he said to them, "To you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. But to those who are outside, all things come in parables, so that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest they should turn, and their sin be forgiven them." And he said to them, "Do you not understand the parable? How then will you understand all of the parables? The sower sows the word, and these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear it, Satan comes immediately to take away the word that was sown in their heart. These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground, who when they hear the word immediately receive it with gladness. And they have had no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time afterward. When tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. Now these are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares for this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desire for other things enter and choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But these are the ones sown on good ground, those who hear the word, accept it, and bear fruit, some 30, some 60, and some 100.
That's some good stuff right there. And you actually talked about the sowing of the seed the other day in one of our previous episodes.
And I have been through each one of these steps. Maybe, I don't know how it sounds worded to some people, but for me, I feel like I have been in each of these steps. And that's why I used to pray to make me good ground. Because mm-hmm. I think there's been in the past where I you know, got saved and got close to Jesus, and then cares of the world or whatever pulled me away, and I feel I've let the word be choked out of me in some times in my life. And so I feel like you could be any and all of these,
mm-hmm.
as long as end up verse 20, good ground. That's what matters.
Yeah, and I love how Jesus kind of breaks everything down from verse 10 to 20. And he explains that's our walk with him. That's our walk with Christ.
Yes.
What Jesus explains here, and especially like start in verse 14 where it says the sower sows the word, and these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown, where they hear. Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground. So there's no roots. There's no way to water it, because when you pour water over a stone, it just pours off and just goes away. It doesn't do anything.
You know, it's like that bush we had in the front yard. We had a bush. It was over a rock. You could tell it was over. We knew it was over a rock, but it was a giant rock. But it had, I don't know, maybe a foot of dirt. That wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. And so I would take these bushes to the backyard, nurse them. They would look awesome. Bring them back to the front for Tim to plant them. And it looked great for a couple of weeks. And the one I took out of the ground that was all tiny and withered, take it to the backyard, looking great. And that was a cycle in that mm-hmm. one spot, because they were on a big rock, that yeah. one. But there were five out there. The two or three of them just flourished. But that one that was on that stone that was deep, yeah. it just never would take off. It always ended mm-hmm. up withering.
Yeah. And it just so happened that the way our bushes were situated, we had them all kind of in a line. And so then it looked neat. And from the yeah. road, it looked like it was a good manicured yard. Yeah. But that one that side with that rock,
causing a problem.
That rock would not allow a bush, what we planted, to flourish. So it says it right there. You hit the nail right on the head right mm-hmm. there. You put something on a rock, you know, it's not
even gonna, if it's got some soil, it wasn't or some enough root. For it to grow deep roots and really mm-hmm. flourish, because that rock was stunting its growth. And I think mm-hmm. compare that to you in your life, me in my life, all of us in our mm-hmm. lives. And you just, I prayed for years, this passage, number 20, Lord, let me be the good ground. Please, mm-hmm. please let me be good ground. And not only that, we all pray tonight, Lord, that you let us be the hundredfold, that we,
yeah,
we, you know, touch a hundredfold and are able to give a hundredfold and help people a hundredfold, mm-hmm. that we are just the maximum of, you know, helping others and producing for God.
Right. Yep. And like we said earlier, that's what it comes down to, is just that we can all bear good fruit. And, you know, along our walks, and then, like you said, for you, it's the same for me too. I've been through all the stages in this sowing and growing.
So don't accept it. If you're not where you want to be,
right,
don't accept
you'll
it.
Get there.
You'll get there. Yeah.
Because, and that's one thing we pray for too, is to, if we can't complete a task that we're just not capable, or our experience doesn't allow us to, that we can't complete that task, we pray for somebody to come along,
labor,
to either be the laborer, plant mm-hmm. the seeds, or water those seeds, or somebody else come and water those seeds, and somebody else nurture it. So it takes a lot of different Christians in your walk to help you grow. And that's how, like, just growing as a Christian. So, you know, you might hear our teaching and might think, well, I need something deeper or different, and go to somebody else, and they'll give you a different teaching yeah. and help you continue to grow. But
it is great to hook up with somebody that can disciple you, though, mm-hmm. to get connected with someone that can disciple you, male or female, that can really help you and teach you and mentor you through the steps. Because when I first, you know, started reading, I just knew I had to have it. I had to have more of this word in me mm-hmm. because I, you know, being cleaned out and got some junk out of me that probably had been there a lot of years, and I got set free of a lot of things. I had to get this word in me, but I also had someone to I could call and pray with, and just help teach me and guide me, and, you know, right. the word.
Yeah, and we all need that. We all need to be nurtured, and just like the vision of having the shepherd with the sheep. You know, mm-hmm. the shepherd's going to take care of the sheep and lead them to the pastures and the water and all that, but that, and that's what we need.
And when one can disciple, that one disciple hmm? Can, like Jesus did 12. Well, those 12 went on to do, oh, I don't know how many. The yeah. world's still going, and they're still discipling right. us by this word. So you can make a difference when you think you're not. It's not about being in front of 3,000 people. It's about working with, you know, just one person and trying to help them grow and develop and further their deep relationship with Jesus.
Right. And that, because that's what matters. That's why we read straight from Scripture.
Yeah.
Because we want to pass that on to you. But we're going to continue on. And we're going to start in verse 21. And this is the parable of the light under the basket. And this is Jesus speaking. And he says, "And also he said to them, is a lamp ought to be put under a basket or under a bed? Is it not to be set on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden which will not be revealed, nor anything been kept secret, but that it should come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." Then he said to them, "Take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. And you who hear, more will be given. For whoever has, to him more will be given. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him." I want to stop right there because that's kind of a mouthful, but it's important. It's good information there.
And people have a problem with that. My mom has actually said before that, you know, doesn't sound like a good God or somebody that loves us. They're, you know, going to take away even what you don't have. And I, you know, tried to explain to her, sometimes things in the Bible seem harsh. I've told y'all before, I've dealt with some things that I just didn't like at all. I realized the closer I get to Jesus and God's heart, I see where it's not meant to be harsh in any way. He's just saying, you know, be fruitful when you know, whether it's your money, your job, your marriage, your children, try to produce good fruit. And a bad tree can't produce good fruit. So you think you're teetering on the bad tree side, keep seeking Jesus and asking him. We have not because we ask not. We need to be asking him for everything that we need. And so many times, you know, we just haven't asked.
Right.
But anyway.
Yeah. And I was just going to say, too, we're just talking about putting a lamp under a basket or a bed. You know, that's one thing we pray about, be a light to others. Help us, God, to be a light to others, to be a good representation of you, that we get your word out. So you don't want to hide. If you know you got that word of God inside you, share it with somebody. Just share it with somebody. Even if it's a note, like a verse of the day, and pass a note to somebody and say, "Hey, I was just thinking about you. Here's a good verse of the day." But we'll continue on. And the next one is the parable of the growing seed. And this is Jesus continuing to speak. And he said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter his seed on the ground, and it should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how, for the earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, and then the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come." And that right there kind of reminds me of, you know, when you're discipling somebody, and you see that fruit, and they actually move on and do something with their walk, that's the harvest.
And you may never see that. I'll say that again. You may never see that, and that's okay. That's why God has a whole gamut of things going on that you have no idea about and you don't see. He sends somebody else to do a little more, and sometimes you may see it, but don't get discouraged when you don't see the fruit of you praying or you putting in someone's life, because God's word will not go void.
That's right.
It will not, and so it'll come to fruition. You just may not be there to see it.
Right. And it takes a lot of, God has a lot of people and components involved in some things that we just don't see the finished product, but that's okay. We just continue our march on. In the next parable, Jesus is still speaking, and it says, "To what shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or what parable shall we picture it? It is like a mustard seed, which when it is sown in the ground is smaller than all the seeds on earth. But when it is sown and it grows up, becomes a greater than all herbs, and shoots out larger branches, so that the birds of the air may nest under its shade." And again, we'll stop right there, because everybody talks about the mustard seed and how small the mustard seed is, and then how big the tree grows. And And that's where we plant those seeds with our fellow Christians or our friends or our neighbors, and plant those seeds and just let God take control of it from there. And if he leads you or guides you to do more with that, then do so. If not, then
I encourage you to go get mustard seed or see it at the store if you haven't seen it. When I got saved, we always had mustard powder at home. I never saw it. I got mustard seed on purpose just for this. You see how tiny a seed it is. It's interesting to believe what a tree or the end product looks like.
Mm-hmm.
It is interesting.
And that's like our Christian walk at the end.
Yeah.
When you stand before God, mm-hmm. it'll be like the tree instead of the mustard seed.
Still the little tiny dot in your hand.
Yeah. And so we'll finish up this chapter 4 and talk a little more. So, and with many such parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. But without a parable, he did not speak to them. And when they were alone, he explained all things to his disciples. So he's teaching his disciples as he goes along and is trying to let them know, hey, this is how things work, and really explain to them. And he goes on to say, on the same day when the evening had come, he had said to them, let us cross over to the other side. And now they had left the multitude, and they took him along in the boat as he was, and the other little boats also with him. And the boat, so that it was already filling, he was at the stern asleep on a pillow. And they said, and awoke him.
Let me back you up. Skipped 37. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling.
Mm-hmm.
But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow, and they awoke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care if we perish, or that we are perishing? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. They said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? That's it. You wanted to go to 40? 41.
Well, there's only one more.
And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?
Isn't that something? When he said, peace, be still, and I apologize, I did overlook that verse. I lost my place there.
Yeah, I could tell you lost your place. That's why I just backed up.
And that's fine. That's why we're working on this together.
Yes.
And trying to get that word out there.
One moves 1,000, two can move 10,000.
That's right. Yep. And so when they're in that boat, it's like our walk with, you know, through life. You know, sometimes the boat's gonna
rock a lot,
and the waves are gonna, you know, are gonna be rough, and it's not always a smooth road. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot happens in our lives, and that's when we just need to call on Jesus and think about that right there when he says, peace, be still. So no matter where you are, whatever you're doing in your life, and things are rough, just think about that. Peace, be still. And mm-hmm. just stop and take a breath.
And also realize that he said we would go on to do the things he had done and greater. And so that tells you right there, he intends on us to use some of these same things that he did. So, you know, we maybe need to practice common storms.
Mm-hmm.
Physically and spiritually and emotionally or everything else. We have that power. Jesus has given us that power.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do some things ourselves. We can't blame everything on God. Well, God, you didn't do this or that. You know, we need to fast. We need to pray. We need to believe him and trust him and really have faith. And I understand things still happen in this life, but sometimes we haven't even asked.
Right. We don't call out for help.
Yes.
Like sometimes the best prayer is just God help.
Rebuke the storm. Amen.
Yeah. Storm, just like Jesus did. He rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace be still. But then the very next line, he says, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And that's where we really need to put our faith in Jesus. And so anybody that's a new Christian or needs Jesus in their life, we just ask that. You know, you find a good Bible-based church, and you just ask, you know, Jesus died on the cross for your sins. Just ask him, you know, repent, Lord, please forgive me of my sins. I believe that you're my Lord and Savior. I believe that you went to the cross to die for our sins, the grave, and were resurrected after 3 days, and you're sitting at the right hand of the Father. And we thank you for that, Lord. And we thank him all the time. We thank God all the time for putting Jesus on that cross for us, that we're forgiven of our sins. Amen. And that's just,
we love y'all. We thank you so much for listening and coming in tonight. And we just ask that God bless you and keep you, that he helps you see your freedom in him and sets you free, and that you just feel his love, his compassion, his power, his presence, and his peace tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Bye. And we'll close out. Thank you for joining Power from the Rock Ministries. We love you. We'll see you next time. Thank you.